Time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. 32 degrees outside. We're freezing this morning. Yeah. Right at the mark. Hopefully it'll get a lot better than that today.
It will today.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. Yeah. Yesterday was nice. A lot of folks enjoyed yesterday. Went to work in a jacket and found that jacket laying in the passenger seat in the car by the time it was time to go home at the end of the day. But, yeah, you're going to need that jacket again here for the weekend. Temperatures much chillier than they've been here lately. The yo-yo in the weather forecast begins. How's Brett this morning?
No, not too bad.
I thought you were on vacation.
Well, I still kind of am.
Still kind of am. So you don't consider this work, then?
No, this isn't work.
This is easy.
Yeah, if I had you guys' job, I'd enjoy it.
How was your trip?
Pretty good. I drove 1,700 miles to find out the nicest weather was in Atlantic, Iowa.
Well, by golly, notify the Chamber of Commerce. That's a good selling point right there. Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, frustration sets in real quick when something goes wrong with your plumbing and you don't know who to trust. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has been solving people's plumbing problems for 95 years now, learning each and every year better product and better ways of making your frustrations go away. We've learned that quality far outlasts price and that quick fixes only end up costing you more money. Our technicians are trained and retrained and are up to date with the latest technology that will give you the peace of mind and trust in the service company that you need. Give us a call next time at Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Brett. Appreciate that. You know, we were funning a little bit the other day about the NCAA tournament and the big billion-dollar bracket challenge that so many people were rushing to their computers so they could fill out their brackets and the hopes and dreams of, there's no hope and dream of that. Come on. I think we made that pretty clear. Well, guess what? You know how long it took?
One game.
For most of the brackets that people filled out to be one destroyed, game. You really want to hear the news? It took about 2 hours, and then boom. Mm-hmm. After the first game, very first game of the NCAA tournament, because Dayton knocked off Ohio State in that opener, and not a whole lot of people apparently had that, Warren Buffett was just sitting in a big old comfy chair with his feet up, probably smoking a cigar and smiling bigger than life. Because a lot of folks went boom on the very first game. 83.7% of people who were on Yahoo's tourney pick'em game. Now, not all of those people that went to Yahoo's tourney pick'em site were part of the Quicken Loans Challenge. Mm-hmm. Most of them were.
You mean 17% actually picked Dayton?
Well, yeah.
Really? That surprises me.
Not quite. 16.3% to be exact.
Okay.
But you're in the ballpark there. I got you. You forgot the 0.7%. 83.7% of the people who took it picked the Buckeyes. So, boom. There goes your billion-dollar dream right there. Very first game. Right out of the gate. Now,
the ones that were left are Dayton and Michigan fans.
Exactly. Now, you know, I was looking around for this morning to see some of this stuff, but I wondered because there were some pretty, I guess you call them kind of significant upsets yesterday. Harvard, I don't think, was a huge upset. I think a lot of people, that was kind of the trendy pick for a lot of folks yesterday in the tournament. Mm-hmm. But North Dakota State, come on. Really? If you tell me, you're going to have to show me your bracket, and there better not be any erasure marks on there, because I'm not sure too many people pick North Dakota State over Oklahoma. But I need a witness. What did I say yesterday? I told you.
You did say.
I said,
look out for them.
I don't know. I watched the second half of that championship game in their conference in the Summit League on TV, and I was kind of impressed with those kids. But I was impressed with the Braun kid, that Taylor Braun, and he had an awful game.
Yeah.
But they still won, so you just never know who's going to come to the dance. But, yeah, North Dakota State, Harvard, and Dayton. If you had all three of those in your bracket, well, you're a liar. That's what you are. Don't be telling me that. But if you had all three of those in your bracket, you're still alive. Not many are. Out of curiosity, too, I noticed here, last year, You know, ESPN.com has done a bracket pool thing for about 13 years now. Just in last year's ESPN.com online bracket challenge, they had about 11 million entrants, 11 million people. Just to kind of give you an idea of how this stuff works, after the first day, now they give you those first four games, okay? You don't even have to pick those. They give you those. So the first day would be Thursday. After the first day last year, which would have been yesterday, none of the 11 million brackets were perfect. In fact, only 4 out of 11 million got 15 out of the 16. So you kind of get an idea of how slim those odds are. Those are really, really long odds. So most of America is busting out just right out of the gate. So it comes pretty early for most. Did we mention, by the way, that Warren Buffett's kind of a financial genius? So he didn't step into this thinking, you know, boy, I better start saving my pennies because that $1 billion check's going to be kind of painful. He kind of had a pretty good idea what he was doing.
Oh, here's the ESPN one. Aside the stats here, they posted last night after the last game. After 16 games, only 0.17% of 11 million challenge brackets are still perfect. Just 18,841 brackets are still alive.
Well, that's actually better than last year.
Yeah.
So some people were pretty astute in picking some of those.
Although there were 2 15 seeds that won last year, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. The gap between 2 and 15 is narrowing all the time. Not so much between 1 and 16. Quite yet, although Florida might argue with you a little bit.
A while, yeah.
They struggled a bit yesterday. So, but, you know, that's only part of the NCAA tournament impact. You know, the other part of the impact is, does anybody get any work done on Thursday and Friday, the first two big days of the NCAA tournament? I mean, they're kind of widely considered in business circles as the two least productive days of the year. You know, some folks kind of look toward days like, you know, the last day right before a holiday, like the 3rd of July or perhaps the 24th of December, you know, things like that, because people are kind of maybe just working a half day. Maybe they're kind of winding down and easing into the holiday day off coming up. No. Usually the least productive days of the year are those 2 days, Thursday and Friday. And it's just because it's so easily accessible anymore. I mean, remember the good old days, which was just a couple of years ago, when they were always doing whip-around coverage on these games. You'd start to get into a game, and then all of a sudden we're going to switch to this game now, and then everybody kind of got frustrated. So then they came up with this whole group of stations, CBS, TNT, TBS, and True TV, which most folks don't even know exists until this weekend. And they have, so you can kind of pick your game. You know, every game is televised. You can watch them all if you got enough television sets in the house. But you don't even need television sets anymore. You can watch them on your phone. You can watch them online. So is it a wonder nothing gets done at work? About 37.3 million workers participate in office pools this year, according to business experts. And they say up to 1.5 million people will be sitting around watching games online from their desks. So meaningful work, not unless you consider that boss button where it pops up that phony spreadsheet, any kind of meaningful work. The global outplacement consultant Challenger Gray and Christmas Incorporated said the annual distraction, the NCAA tournament, the annual distraction, could cost employers as much as $1.7 billion in wasted work time over the 16 total business days of the tournament. The time it starts until the time it finishes up. Their estimates based on the number of people that they expect to participate in office pools, the amount of money that they earn, and the amount of work time that's wasted on the tournament activities. Now, when they say wasted work time, that could be anything from like trash talking at the water cooler, my team's better than your team, or watching live videos of the games during business hours and things like that. And depending on who you ask, anywhere from 28.6 million to 37.3 million Americans do the office pool thing. A Harris poll in 2006 found that 13% of Americans 18 and older plan to take part in some sort of an office pool, and a number of sources, including the American Gaming Association, cited a 2005 NCAA survey that put the number of office pool participants at around 30 million. So folks are going to be involved in office pools, even if they're throwing in a buck or $5. they have a vested interest now. So it's the biggest thing going on in their lives. Children, they can wait. I'll see them tonight. No big deal. I'm going to worry about my office pool, you know. But yeah, they run through a whole bunch of statistical numbers and stuff about how much time and how much money is wasted each year because of the NCAA tournament. I guess now we know the real reason why there is no playoff system in college football. The economy can't handle it.
Those games are longer.
Yeah, they are. The economy just couldn't stand it. Of course, then again, how much radio time is wasted on the NCAA tournament? What did I just say? In case you're wondering today, San Antonio is the place to be if you're from around these parts because you've just got a smorgasbord of good stuff today. You start the day with Baylor facing Nebraska. Right down the road, and Baylor, a team that a lot of folks around here are very familiar with playing in the Big 12. Then you turn around right after that, you got Creighton facing off against Louisiana Lafayette. And then after that, you got North Carolina playing Providence. North Carolina, of course, is led by their point guard, Marcus Page, who was a Cedar Rapids star in high school. And then following that, you got that other team. What were they called? Oh, yeah, Iowa State. Yeah, they're pretty close to here, too, aren't they? Did they play? Don't tell me they don't
you
plan
wouldn't
this
believe
stuff.
I had my ISU shirt on down in Nashville. How many people went around going, go Clones?
I tell you what. In case you're wondering, by the way, and want to watch the games, the Nebraska and Creighton games will be on True TV today. And then the Iowa State game this evening, and it's a late game tonight. It's scheduled for around 8:50 our time tonight. It's going to be one of the last games of the day. That one's scheduled to be on TNT this evening. So if you're making your plans for where to watch them and you're using a TV instead of your phone or your computer, that's where you can find them later on here today. So, hey, happy Friday. And sneak in a little work if you get the chance to, if that'd be all right. That's a fair thing to ask, isn't it?
That's why I'm taking off.
Yeah, I know. I know. He's dressed down today. Hey, tell us more about Camlin before you get out of here.
Hey, you really don't need to put up with high heating and energy bills this winter. Call Camlin Plumbing and Heating, and we can show you several ways to increase your efficiencies and take advantage of any rebates that are available in the area. From 98% efficient gas furnaces to electric furnaces. From 13 to 21 SEER efficiencies on air-to-air heat pumps, Camlin Plumbing and Heating's broad selection of equipment will allow us to guide you to just the right equipment for your home. We never approach any customer with that box attitude that one size fits all, but personalize each suggestion for the particular situation. Give us a call for a free estimate at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes to us from Stephen King. Pretty deep guy here. Talent is cheaper than table salt. What separates the talented individual from the successful one is a lot of hard work. I don't know what that had to do with table salt.
I'm not sure.
You know, that's Stephen King, though.
Well, yeah. He lives in a dark room somewhere, yeah. I think. He's a little different than the rest of us. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it. Yep. Enjoy the rest of your time off.
You bet. I'm going to.
Well, yep. Very good. And the weather.
Yeah. Get back here to some sun.
Yeah, appreciate that. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.